So, this is Andy Shaughnessy for iConnect007. I'm speaking with Manny Marcano, the president of EMA Design Automation. Welcome, Manny.
Well, good afternoon from bright and sunny Rochester, New York.
Well, that ties in with what we're talking about here. You are all based in New York, which has some of the more restrictive COVID regulations in the country. Why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about how the COVID restrictions affected your company and your business model?
Well, what we decided to do was, first of all, send everybody home. We are considered an essential business by the government because of who we support in the Mill Air community. But most of my folks are doing fine at home, and they're actually being more productive than here, so I may close down some of the office space.
Right, right.
I'm just kidding.
But
it's an interesting situation because you know, we obviously want to protect our staff, but the commitment and the productivity I've seen just in been 10 days now, the team is working harder than in the office, and I have absolute faith that they'll continue the productivity.
Right. That seems to be the thing. We talk to a lot of people who are not used to working from home, but they're finding out that they're getting at least as much done at home. So, okay. Well, what message would you like to send to your customers?
Well, as far as the message to my customers, it's business as usual to the best of our ability. I'm really pleased to say that because of the promotion, but the offer I made to our customers of free licensing, we had well over 250 customers request a license, and they're productive at home because of our ability to execute. And I just want to make sure that everybody knows that whatever else they need from EMA, we're here to support you.
So do you have any message, any other message you'd like to share with, I don't know, vendors, suppliers, anybody else in the industry?
Well, I guess the biggest message I can offer is we'll do whatever we can do within reason to help keep other people in business. As you're well aware, we've been in business for 30 years, and there's been numerous ups and downs, and it's my customers that are my job security, and if I can help them get through this mess, then I'm sure that they'll remember and take care of us down the road.
So if you look out here, what would you say is your greatest concern right now?
The greatest concern is that this is going to continue for a long time and destroy our economy. For just in general and the macro perspective, obviously from a personal perspective, it's going to impact cash flow. But we're in a fortunate position that we have critical mass and we can sustain ourselves and take care of our employees. But the longer term, anything over 90, 120 days is going to be pretty painful for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think a lot of people would share that feeling. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with the industry about anything at all?
Well, as an undying optimist, I'm absolutely convinced that this too shall pass and we will come out of it stronger. And we'll thrive once this is resolved. Not only will EMA be stronger, but the economy will be stronger. And these things happen, it's a cycle, and we will certainly come out of it eventually.
Right, that's kind of what I'm thinking, is like when this does end, it's gonna end with, it's gonna be a rocket. I mean, it's gonna be, you know, I can't even imagine what the industry is gonna do when this is all over. It's going to be positive.
Absolutely, and I think it's important from somebody in my position to do the best we can in these circumstances, so that people, our customers, can stay in business, our customers and their engineers can continue being productive, so that they can get their products to market. But an interesting aspect is there's lots of industries, especially in the medical. That new products will be innovated, and there'll be all sorts of interesting things come out of this. You know, like in any tragedy, there will be good come from it. and we will all survive. But I'd like to make another comment if that's feasible.
Go ahead, Ryan.
So just what else can I offer the industry is basically my offer was to work at customers, but certainly if there's any design engineer that's in pain that we can help with a free license at home, just feel free to communicate with EMA or me personally, and we'll do whatever we can for any engineer, whether it's a current customer or not.
All right. Okay, Manny, I appreciate your time. Again, this is Andy Shaughnessy for iConnect 007. Thanks for listening.